Welcome to the Locked On Steelers podcast. I am your host, Tony Serino, and this is your daily dose of all things Steelers. Today on the show, we have comments from Steelers general manager Kevin Colbert, who went public talking about the AB situation, the Le'Veon Bell situation, Bud Dupree, Ben Roethlisberger, lots and lots to go over today from Steelers general manager Kevin Colbert. The first we've heard from anyone within the Steelers organization other than Art Rooney about this whole AB thing. And he didn't just talk about AB, he talked about a lot. So we're going to go over all of it today. Welcome to the show. I am your host, Tony Serino. You can find more of this podcast by going to iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you find podcasts. Search Locked On Steelers. Hit that subscribe button. Make sure you get your daily dose. You can follow me on Twitter at Steeler Country. You can find us on Facebook. Search Locked On Steelers. Hit the like button. Make sure you also join the Facebook group. And you can also find us on Instagram at Locked On Steelers. So a lot to get to today with Kevin Colbert speaking to the media, and he went over pretty much everything. I mean, he talked about the Le'Veon Bell situation, AB's trade situation, talked about Ben Roethlisberger and some of the controversy that has happened this offseason with Ben Roethlisberger's leadership or, you know, lack thereof. He talked about Chris Boswell. I mean, we got a lot to go over today. Let's start with the Le'Veon Bell situation, the transition tag that the Steelers could potentially place on Le'Veon Bell. Kevin Colbert says the Steelers are not going to be placing the transition tag on Le'Veon Bell. And that will make Le'Veon a free agent at the start of the league year. Le'Veon very happy about it. He tweeted right after Kevin Colbert's press conference saying, free at last, free at last. Thank God almighty, I'm free at last. And you know, who can't feel for Le'Veon Bell? Who hasn't had to turn down $14.5 million more than anyone at their position makes so that he could sit out a year to hopefully make that money back the year prior? Who can't relate to that? You know, Le'Veon Bell finally free. It's ridiculous. You know, Le'Veon, look, I wish Le'Veon the best in the open market. I don't know what he's going to get. If 2018 taught us anything, it is that the high-value running backs, they don't matter. I mean, they just don't matter in this league right now. Le'Veon Bell left the Steelers, and what happened to their running game? James Conner picked up right where Le'Veon left off. And by the way, James Conner is scheduled to make $700,000 to $800,000 in 2019. If you and I don't know if you've heard these rumors, but Le'Veon Bell, the rumor is that Le'Veon Bell's contract that he wants would be 2 years, in the first 2 years of the contract, he wants $50 million, 5-0, $50 million for Le'Veon Bell in the first 2 years. It's crazy. I mean, listen, I hope, you know, for Le'Veon, I hope you get it. I hope this all works out for you, but you're not getting 2 years, 50. I mean, well, okay, he's going to get, you know, what he wants is a five-year contract, but he wants $50 million in the first 2 years. This is impossible. It's just impossible. And if a team is actually willing to pay that, I mean, what, you know, it is malpractice. It is organizational malpractice to give him that contract. Look at what running backs are making around the league right now. Look at the highest paid running backs in the league right now. Le'Veon Bell didn't play. Todd Gurley, you know, Todd Gurley was very effective in 2018. And he was the one guy who could say, okay, he proved it, right? Now, they gave him the money and that team rode Todd Gurley to the Super Bowl. Or did they? Because when CJ Anderson came in the mix, he was just as good. He was, in fact, you might make an argument that CJ Anderson was just as big a reason why Todd Gurley, as Todd Gurley as to why the Rams did so well in the playoffs. I mean, CJ Anderson was essential to their playoff run. CJ Anderson was just a guy off the street that they got at the end of the year because of Todd Gurley's injury. David Johnson, Devonta Freeman, LeSean McCoy, Saquon Barkley on a rookie contract, Jerick McKinnon, who had just signed a big new deal. How did Jerick McKinnon do for the Niners? All right, he got hurt. Leonard Fournette, how's he doing? Lamar Miller, stop me when I get to one of the top running backs in the league right now. I mean, Saquon Barkley's the only guy so far that I've mentioned. Him and Todd Gurley. These guys don't matter. When Kareem Hunt got cut by the Chiefs, what happened to the Chiefs running game? Damian Williams came in and picked up the slack, and they picked up right where they left off. That's how it goes in the NFL these days. Running back is a dime a dozen position, and the teams that recognize that are far more successful than the teams that do not. It's a bit like the quarterback position, wherein the highly paid guys are not the highly successful guys. And it's the same at running back. And, you know, we'll see if teams are learning that. But, you know, for Le'Veon Bell, he wants to go out and get paid, fine. The Steelers, to their credit, are not going to use this transition tag. They're not going to try and go out and get this, you know, get this trade for Le'Veon. That was never going to happen. Again, all that was going to happen is the Steelers were going to waste cap space and waste time trying to get Le'Veon and Adisa Bakari, his agent, to agree to this deal and then agree to this trade and sign the tag, and they would get some compensation, but waste a bunch of time in free agency and then, you know, have all this cap space or have all this cap number against them and not be able to use it in free agency. And it was a whole mess that the Steelers are right to avoid. And, you know, the interesting thing about what Kevin Colbert said is the way that he phrased it. He said the Steelers cannot afford to use any kind of cap or any kind of tag, I should say, for Le'Veon Bell because of how many needs they have on this team right now. And I think what Kevin Colbert is trying to say there is that this team is going to be active in the free agency market this year. And they're not going to wait for the scraps like they always do. They're going to be active from the word go. And that's why they can't afford to have $14.5 million hanging over them like they did last year with Le'Veon. Even if this year they don't mean to keep it, they want to trade him. Doesn't matter. This team wants to be active. And so when we talk about guys like C.J. Mosley, we talk about Tyrell Williams, Chris Conley, right? C.J. Mosley being the inside linebacker, a defensive player. We talk about some of the wide receiver talent out there. I expect the Steelers to be very active at the start of free agency with that money that they saved from Le'Veon Bell. So good riddance to Le'Veon. I hope he gets his deal. I don't think he's going to get the deal he wants. But, you know, the Steelers will be rid of him and they'll be able to use that money now. And according to Kevin Colbert, it sounds like they're going to use that money to better themselves on the offensive and defensive side in free agency. Next up is the Antonio Brown situation. And Kevin Colbert was there when AB and Art Rooney met. So, you know, he was in the room. He talked to Antonio Brown. Here's what he had to say about that conversation and what the Steelers are going to be looking for in the trade market.
Yes, we're open to shopping around the league to see what may be available in exchange for your services. But by no means are we going to make a trade or any type of move that will not be beneficial to the Pittsburgh Steel organization. Specifically, we will not be discounting you on the trade market, and we certainly will not be releasing you. And again, all that being said, we'll take a positive approach, and if someone has a sincere interest and they want to make a move, either a significant pick or set of picks or a significant player plus picks, and we think it will benefit the Pittsburgh Steelers in the long run, then we're all in.
This is a savvy move on Kevin Colbert's part. I like it. And you know, what plays into this is the whole Le'Veon Bell situation. Right? Because you might be saying to yourself, and I mean, I'm saying this too, right? There's no way the Steelers actually keep AB going into 2019. I mean, the guy wants off the team. He keeps talking about a trade. They've agreed to a trade. Now the Steelers are just going to take the best offer they can get him off the team and move on in free agency and in the draft to try and replace AB. But doesn't it have to stick in your mind that the Steelers did this with Le'Veon a year ago, right? $14.5 million, and they, you know what? We'll eat that the entire year. We're not rescinding his rights. We're gonna play this whole thing out. We'll eat it, fine. Doesn't want to be here, fine. We eat the whole thing. We'll go. It's fine. The same thing with AB. AB doesn't want to be here, fine. We're not trading him unless we get a good offer. You don't give us a good offer, we'll eat it. We ate it with Le'Veon last year. We'll eat it with AB this year. No big deal. No big deal. I like that move from Kevin Colbert. It's just crazy enough that it could work because, you know, AB has done enough to drive down his trade value over the past couple months. About time we did something to drive it up. Drive it, you know, and again, making this more, instead of making it a seller's market rather than a buyer's market, right? Everyone feels like they can feast on the Steelers at this point. Oh, we can get AB for a third round pick, fourth round pick. You know, remember Ed Bouchette was saying sixth round pick a while ago. That stuff's crazy. The Steelers should be able to get a first round pick for AB, no problem. Right? If there were none of the BS around Antonio Brown, this guy is worth a first round pick easily. Easily. Yes, he's 31. Maybe he's on the downslope of his career, possibly. Although the guy still had 15 touchdowns. The guy still had 100 plus catches, over 1,000 yards, right? And you know, so he's still playing at a high level. He's probably still the best receiver in the game. Now, how many more years does he have playing at that level? That's a fair question. But still, that's worth a first round pick in the NFL. And the Steelers can get that first round pick. Credit to Kevin Colbert. Credit to Kevin Colbert for getting it, because everything that's happened over the last month means this team should have to take a bit of a discount for a player who's showing up at an EA event, not all there, who's acting erratically on social media, who's acting erratically around the team. He's a locker room cancer, doesn't show up, right? That player has driven down his value fairly significantly. And so, you know, are the Steelers at the end of the day going to have to accept a second or third round pick? It's probably still the likeliest scenario, but if Kevin Colbert can use tactics like this to drive it up to a first round pick, I'd love it, because that puts, and especially, you know, as I've been saying this whole time. First round pick and a player, man. First round pick and a player is the ideal scenario. That's something the Steelers can work with. That's something the Steelers can build on in 2019. Now, this whole AB thing has also brought to light some of the problems with Ben Roethlisberger in the locker room, some of the problems with Ben Roethlisberger as a leader. Now, some of this is you know, being leaked by AB. I think a lot of this is being leaked by AB. His AB's one of AB's biggest problems is very clearly Ben Roethlisberger himself and those two not getting along there at the end. And so when you hear these former players talking about how the real problem in the locker room is Ben, the real problem in the locker room is Ben, I think a lot of that does come from Antonio Brown. But, you know, Ben Roethlisberger has been a diva throughout the course of his career. And you know, some of the things on his radio show rub people the wrong way, including Emmanuel Sanders, who brought this up earlier. You know, I thought Emmanuel Sanders had one of the best takes on this of all, which is that AB is wrong, yes. But, you know, Ben and the radio show, that's not good either. Now, here's Kevin Colbert, what he had to say about Ben Roethlisberger and his leadership in the locker room.
If anyone ever wants to question the leadership of this player, you know, the Jacksonville game, I saw it firsthand when we come in the locker room at halftime and he brings everybody up and offense, defense, coaches, you name it, he got everybody's attention. And he said, look, first and foremost, I have to play better in the second half. But we all have to, offense, defense, special teams. You know, he grabbed the team right away, and that was the whole crux of that halftime. And then he goes out in the second half and helps us with a comeback win. So there's no question that Ben is the leader, but there's also no question the other guys have to fill in the blanks.
Colbert would go on to say, Ben is the unquestioned leader of this group. Like I said, he's the elder statesman and the Super Bowl winner. If our players were smart, they'd listen to him because he's been there. He's done it. He can tell them, no, guys, what you're doing is or is not good enough to do this. And I honestly believe that that can be a burden on him more often than he may admit, because he's got 52 kids under him, quite honestly. I want them to step up and say, hey, Ben, what do I have to do? Can I do this better? What do we have to do to win a Super Bowl? I think that once you win it, you've got 53 guys who can say what it took. Right now, he's the only one. So I have no problem with him. He can call me out, and that's fine. What he does, I totally respect, because I see him too many times win games for us and come through in situations. So Kevin Colbert coming down strongly on the side of Ben Roethlisberger. And then you've seen this a lot, right? You know, people picking sides of this, of, you know, AB is right, the Steelers organization is broken, the culture is broken there, he needs to go somewhere else. Or the other side saying, what has Ben done to deserve this, and AB's the problem, and Ben's our guy. You know, people kind of taking sides in this whole debate. And here I am sitting here going, can't both sides be wrong? Or not wrong, but can't both sides be a problem? AB clearly was a problem, not showing up to practices, you know, not showing up to meetings. That is a problem. That is something you cannot have in the locker room. But isn't Ben Roethlisberger going public with all of his stuff? Every time he's feeling something, he's got to say it publicly. Isn't that a problem too? Isn't Ben Roethlisberger calling out Todd Haley after games saying, oh, you know, you got to talk to Todd. You got to talk to Todd. Isn't that a problem? Isn't him coming out after they drafted Mason Rudolph and saying, oh, I don't know why we drafted Josh Dobbs. Why'd we draft Josh Dobbs then if you're going to take Mason Rudolph? I don't understand this pick. Isn't that a problem too? I mean, that is a problem, right? Go after he throws the game-losing interception. He says, well, you know, he says publicly, well, AB should have run the wrong route. They should have run that route a little more shallow. Or saying, I thought we should have thrown to Juju four times. Basically calling out Randy Fichtner. I mean, you know, how is that not a problem? Yes, Ben Roethlisberger is not the problem. He's not the reason why Antonio Brown has to leave this team. Antonio Brown did that to himself. But let's not sit here and say, you know, Ben is the greatest leader of all time and, you know, everyone should look up to him and all that crap. Give me a break with that stuff, right? Ben Roethlisberger is a diva. He's been a diva his whole career. And he's a diva by going to the media with every little problem he has with the organization. So yeah, you know what, Kevin Colbert? You want him to call you out? He's going to, and he's going to do so publicly. He's going to cause problems with, you know, within that team. It just makes no sense to me why he feels the need to continue to do that. This team needs to focus on football, not calling each other out. You know, what Kevin Colbert talks about is the kind of leadership that we should have, right? People going up to Ben, hey, Ben, how can I do this better? All that happening behind closed doors, at practice, at meetings within the organization. Not on his friggin' radio show. But more often than not, this stuff is being said on his radio show. And I go back to what Emmanuel Sanders said about this. He said, look, if Ben said that about me, the first thing I'm doing is going to Ben at his locker afterwards and say, keep my name out your mouth when you talk publicly. You want to come talk to me about this? Talk to me about it. Don't go talk to Ron Cook on your radio show. That's right. That's correct. Yes, go talk to Antonio Brown if you have a problem with AB and the way he ran that route. Go talk to James Washington if you have a problem with the way James is playing and he's not playing up to his potential. Go talk to Kevin Colbert and the front office if you have a problem with the fact that Mason Rudolph got drafted. Don't go public with that stuff. That's part of the problem with this organization. We talk about the culture problem in this organization. We all want to imagine it's an AB problem. Ben is a problem too. Ben can be a problem. Now, he's not as big a problem as AB. We can work through this. It's very easy. Ben, shut your mouth and cancel your radio show. Let's get back to football. We can all agree there's been too much drama in Pittsburgh for too long. We got rid of Bell. We got rid of Brown. We got rid of Haley. We got rid of Martavis. We got rid of James Harrison. All we got to do now is not get rid of Ben. We just got to get him to shut up. That's it. And then the drama ends. This team gets back to football and back to winning championships, because that is what Steeler football should be about. Not all this, you know, why are, you know, this whole idea, if our players were smart, they'd listen to him. That's a really stupid thing for Kevin Colbert to say. It's a really stupid thing for him to say publicly. Say that to the team privately. But the idea, again, of calling out this entire team publicly makes no sense to me. It makes no sense. If our players are smart, they listen to him because he's been there. Shut up. Shut up and tell that to your team privately. Don't bring that stuff out into the public discourse here, where there's already been a huge debate about whether or not Ben Roethlisberger is a good leader. If Ben Roethlisberger is a good leader, fine. Prove that in the locker room. Go out. Let's win some games without AB, without Le'Veon Bell. Everyone's writing this team off for 2019 anyway, right? Everyone's saying, oh, this team can't. You know, they're going to lose. They lost Le'Veon Bell. They lost Antonio Brown. They lost Ryan Shazier. They lost Mike Munchak. This team's dead and buried. If this team has the leadership group that Kevin Colbert believes it does, shut up and go earn it on the field in September. Let's not talk about it in February. Another thing Kevin Colbert talked about is Bud Dupree and the $9.2 million that he is due on his fifth-year option that the Steelers picked up a year ago. $9.2 million for Bud Dupree is far, far, far too much money to be paying a guy who is a 5-6 sack a year guy off the edge. And he was fine. He was fine in 2018. He was fine. He wasn't $9 million, though. He wasn't $9 million worth off the edge. And the fact that Kevin Colbert says that the Steelers are happy to pay Bud Dupree the $9.2 million, happy about where he is, how he can grow going into next season, that says more about where the Steelers are right now and where they, how many needs they feel they have already to not create another one. Because if this were any other year, the Steelers would easily cut Bud Dupree and find another edge rusher. But the problem for this team right now is that not only can they not afford to get a starting edge rusher, they also need a backup there. Right? I mean, they have to find depth at this position anyway. They need an inside linebacker. They need a corner. They need a safety. They need help on the interior from a depth perspective. There's not a position on that defense that the Steelers don't need. And that's why the Steelers are forced into a position where they have to pay $9 million to Bud Dupree, because they can't afford to have to go out and find another edge rusher who can at least be on Bud Dupree's level. And to be honest with you, I'm kind of happy, because do you trust the Steelers at this point and their ability to scout this position anyway? They've gotten the best that they can get out of Bud Dupree, and it's not bad. It's just not where the Steelers need to be, and it's certainly not worth $9.2 million. But where this team has gone to the position, you know, I mean, they just threw their hands up in the air. You know, they got Jarvis Jones, who's a guy who's not, you know, I mean, the athletic traits were not there at all for him, but he was highly productive. And the Steelers felt like, hey, listen, you know, this is a double-digit sack guy in the SEC. We can make this work. Total bust from Jarvis Jones. Bud Dupree is the exact opposite player, right? Freak athlete, not a highly productive guy, but they felt like they could mold him into that. You know, not to say that Bud Dupree's been a total bust, but, you know, he hasn't been a double-digit sack guy, hasn't been anywhere close to that. And then they just threw their hands up in the air and said, let's just get a Watt brother. Let's just get a guy who's got the pedigree anyway. And that ended up working out for them. But, you know, do you trust this team going out in free agency this year or in the draft this year and trying to find another starting edge rusher with all the other needs that this defense has? Absolutely not. I understand why the Steelers are going to have to do this. Now, would I like to see them, you know, extend this out for a 2 or 3 year deal where they can bring that number down to, gosh, you know, $4 or $5 million a year? Please, please. But it doesn't sound like Kevin Colbert and the Steelers are going to do that. What it likely means, though, is that Bud Dupree is going to play his last year as a Steeler in all likelihood if they play this out. Right, he plays it out. He's going to have another, let's say he has another 5-6 sack type season. You know, the Steelers can hopefully address inside linebacker, corner in free agency in the draft. That leaves them, you know, with edge rush as a position of need again in 2020, but less needs overall on that defense. And that makes edge rush a clear need in the first round, and they can target that in the 2020 draft. But boy, the Steelers are just hurting right now. They're hurting on the defensive side of the ball, and this goes to show it. The Steelers are going to pick up Bud Dupree's $9 million option because they have no other options. And then finally, here's some other news and notes from Kevin Colbert's press conference. He confirmed that there will be competition for Chris Boswell in training camp this year. Of course, the Steelers already have Matt McCrane, who is their kicker in week 17 after Chris Boswell suffered that groin injury. So McCrane will be there. The Steelers are likely to bring in other competition, you know, some undrafted free agents or whatnot as we get closer to training camp. But yeah, this is to be expected. The Steelers cannot afford to have kicking as bad as it was in 2018. Boswell was one of the worst in the league. And yes, there's going to be a bit of a salary cap hit if they have to cut him, but it's worth it if it means getting kicking back up to par, because it was, as I said, one of the worst in the league. And then the other thing that Colbert confirmed was that Eli Rogers will be a free agent going into 2019. Sounds like he's not going to be an exclusive rights free agent. He's going to be an unrestricted free agent, which means the Steelers will have to sign him on the open market. I expect that the Steelers will want him back. He was very good once he was healthy at the end of the year. Now, the Steelers do have Ryan Switzer, who fills a very similar need from Eli Rogers, but I expect the Steelers will want Eli Rogers back. Now, you know, Rogers went and visited the Chiefs last year before ultimately signing with the Steelers, so maybe Eli Rogers will want to test the open market, but I'd love to see him back in black and gold. As I said, he was very productive at the end of the year. All right, that'll do it for me today. Thank you all for listening. If you want to leave feedback, SteelerCountry@gmail.com, the email address. You can follow me on Twitter @SteelerCountry, and I'll be back tomorrow for more Locked On Steelers.